Okay, today is Daf Ayin Beis. We're on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and the Mishnah, remember, the Mishnah of this new parak, of the eighth parak, talked about what happens with a carbon that got mixed up with other animals. There were three categories. If it got mixed up with something that's Asur Bahana, every animal in this mixture has to die. Because the ones that are Asur Bahana have to die, got mixed up, also has to die. Then the second category was, it got mixed up with things that are usher for karbanos, but they're not usher bahana. For example, an animal that's born with a cesarean section. It's not usher bahana, just can't be a carbon. And then we said that you have to get the wait for them to get a mum, spend the money, and buy a carbon back.
Why can't it be a carbon? Because it's a chok that way?
Yeah. Well, some of them were, there's the one that took him. If an animal's been used for a avodah zarah.
But I'm talking about the...
Yeah, it's all in that apsukim. Yes, all in that apsukim. And the third category was a shlom got mixed up with a chatos, and an ola got mixed up with a shlomim. What do you do in those situations? That was the third category. So the Gemara started off yesterday, said, well, there's a mission in Tamur that seems to say the same thing. And we said, no, it doesn't really say the same thing. Now the Gemara says, the head yod nami tonila. We have a mission already that also talks about things that are not karbanos, but are not mutter, and they get mixed up with each other. The elu asurin, these are things that are asur, the osurin b'chol shehin, and will asur in a mashu, any mixture. What are they? Yayin esach. If yayin esach gets mixed up with wine, you can't drink it. It's mostly kosher wine, only a little bit yayin esach fell in, you still can't drink it, right? Or avodas kochavim, or avoda zara. What do you mean avoda zara? Some idol or something? Some what?
Use it for libation.
Right. So Rashi says on the bottom, the last line, the Mesechus Avodah Zarah, the Asiri Hana, these things are Asir B'Hana, Lo Butli. They don't become Lo Butli Beruba. They don't become Butl Berov. Well, 99% is kosher wine. 1% Treif wine fell in. We don't say that. Okay, it's Butl Berov. We don't say that. Why don't we say that? That's a good question. We don't say that. Umisteru Lehedyot. And it becomes Asir for anybody. Forget the base of English. Anybody. So, v'lamuli l'misni hacha, b'chatas amesos, v'shar niskol. Why do we say it again over here? Chatas amesos and shar niskol has to, why? So the Gemara answers, tzmichi, they're both necessary. D'ime hasam, if they only would have had the case over there in Avodah Zarah, havamin, I would have thought, lehedyot. Okay, for hedyot, not. For hedyot, maybe yes. Avalikvoa, ema, I'm sorry, for hedyot, you can't use it. Avalikvoa, but for a bit, for carbon, Ema lo nifsidu l'chulu. Do we should lose the whole thing for a carbon? Doesn't make any sense, that logic. So Rashi says, Avol b'kachim ema li'evelu takanta. Let's make it fix it. Livatel isure hana biruba. Let it be asur b'hana in rov. V'neima yakvivu k'echid lo nifsidihu l'gamri l'chulu. It should all go in the garbage? We'll use it for a carbon. There's 1% wine in here. So what? It's a bottle b'rov. That's what I would have thought. And V'i mehacha, if I only would have had the Mishnah here in Tzvachim, Havamid, I would have thought, Hani mili kachim demoth. You're going to use something that has, you have to rely on bittel for kachim? That's moth. That's foul. It's a foul thing to do. It's not appropriate. Right? Aval chulin delo moth. So chulin. So I'm going to have my wine serve at the table when my friends come over. What's wrong with that? What? Because it's a bashu of yayin. So what? It's bittel. Ema isuri hana livatli barov, let it be bitl barov, and the answer is tzrichi, it's necessary. Okay?
It's necessary what, Dad?
Tell me both cases. I have a Mishnah here, I have a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, they're both talking about similar, very similar things, almost come out the same thing, right. But they both need it, because I would have thought, had yours different, I would have thought kachem is different, right. And they can't be used for both.
The
Gemara's next question. V'livat le'beruba. Say bitl barov. Why don't we say bitl barov?
I mean all the cases.
All these cases. One animal goes in with 10,000 animals. Mm-hmm. Say bitl barov. Yeah. Why don't we say that? Levat le'beruba. Bitl barov. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, the Gemara is not going to answer what you're supposed to think. What do you think the answer should be?
The Dav HaChashiv.
Well, V'chi tema chashiv yivelo batli. You want to tell me they're chashiv, and therefore they're not batal? Right? Is that what you want to tell me? They're chashiv, and therefore they're not batal? So before we get to that, How about something called a beria? What a beria? A beria means a creature. Beria bifnatmo. One grape is a beria.
One grape?
A grape. A bug is a beria. It's a complete item. It's a complete item. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says don't eat one grape because we're not sure. It's less than a kazai is a grape. So, but it's a beria. So do you have to make a bracha chmona or not? So no one knows what to do. So don't eat one grape. Eat two grapes. Three grapes.
Don't eat two either.
What?
Kazugis.
Okay. So eat a bunch of grapes. Why? Because it's a beria. So the truth is that we're going to do this process now inside because we have time. Beria comes up. There are four applications of beria. Four things of beria. Number one, it's rachila. Minatora, you have to eat a shear. What if it's a beria? Then there's no shear. Right? So a bug is a tiny little bug. It's less than a kazayas. Minatora. Right? You're not allowed to eat it. Why? It's a beria. Number two is brittle.
You mean if the three of them you could eat it?
What? No. No. A beria can't become batal. A beria can't become batal. Okay? That's number two. Number three, bracha. What bracha do you make? Right? You have one grape. What bracha do you make on a grape? What bracha? So beria has different rules. Less than a kezias, right? And number four is tumah. There's different rules of tumah if something's a beria. So now that we've said that, the truth is that tomorrow or later today, I don't remember, Rav Ashi is going to say something which sounds sure it sounds like beria, that why the animals are not batal. Sure it sounds like that, but no one says it till then, and Tosis wonders, why don't we say beria? Why don't we say it's a beria? Therefore, it's not batal. Aye, it's 1 in 10 million, doesn't make a difference.
Why is it beria? Something's not being batal because they're a mashu, whatever it is.
No, a cow, if a cow. The cow falls in with 1,000 cows. All have to die. Why? Why does it have to die? Because we don't know why. So the Gemara is not going to say beria.
I understand that.
Why not? So tell us why not?
Because it's not equal across the entire board.
What do you mean?
There's no beria by yayinessa.
Oh, exactly.
So you can't.
No, but I'm interested in animals.
I understand
it. Right. Oh, you don't say low. So Tosfos is going to say something very similar to that. I'm not sure I really understand what Tosfos was going to say. Let me. You guys can help.
The first thing on the list over here. Something that's not a beria.
What do you mean? Yeah, you're not sech.
Yeah.
No, that was it. Right. But our mission is talking about animals.
They're going to try to use one...
Correct. So here we go. So you ready for this? Ready for this, Tosfos? Mitam beria ain lomar. Don't tell me that beria is the reason. It's not a reason. That's not a reason we don't say bitl barov. Why don't we say bitl barov? We'll see the Gemara. But that's not one of the reasons. Why? Afagav de evim enachai chashiv beria. Even though evim enachai is considered a beria. That's a funny thing. So, right? Iser taroves tahacha labishum evim enachai. Has nothing to do with that. One animal falls in with 10 other animals. No issue of evim enachai. It's not the reason. Even though, yes, every live animal is walking around with potential evim enachai. That's true on some level. That's not what it means.
Why do you have to come on to that for evim
enachai? I'll tell you why. You'll see why in a minute. Ela shel yishchot. The reason is nothing to do with evim enachai. You shouldn't even shecht it. By the way, when you shecht an animal, the Evim Menachai goes away.
Right.
Evim Menachai goes away when you shecht an animal, right? No more Evim Menachai now.
Right?
Ella, yishchot v'yochal mishum chatos hametha v'shar nisko. There's nothing to do with Evim Menachai over here. So don't tell me that's a beria. That doesn't even get off the ground over here. V'chishachit lei, once you shecht it, ozalei is Evim Menachai. The Evim Menachai goes away. Right? V'iser chatos hametha. What about a chatas that has to die? Like it was a replacement or something. Shor haniskal, or shor haniskal, which also has to die. Afilu shalem lo chashiv beria. Even if it's alive, a whole and complete, it's not called a beria.
Because it's destined to die.
So what? What do you mean? So why is that a reason? Kimo nevela v'chelev v'dam d'lahavi beria. Chelev's not a beria. Dam is not a beria. I have some dam over here. Some important dam. Not a beria. So an animal's not a beria either. Why not?
Ant is a beria.
What?
Ant is a beria. An ant. One little ant. Is a beria. Did you say that?
Hmm?
An ant.
An ant is a beria. So what's he saying? Right? So I think he's driving at it. Because there's no iser to eat less than a kezias. Minatora. There's no iser to eat less than a kezias. If you have a nevela and you eat less than a kezias. Minatora, it's butter. Right? Maybe the rabbanon, it's also chatzishir, all that stuff. Minatora, there's no iser. There's no certainly no punishment. No iser. Maybe even no iser, maybe certainly no punishment. But why not? Because the Torah required shiurim. What does Barry have to do with that?
Eliminates the
shiur. Right. It eliminates the shiur. But there's no such thing as eating a part of an avela, and then you're over for eating a beria. No such thing.
Right.
How could you eat less than a kezias of an avela? Take a dog and eat less than a kezias of a dog, of a dead dog.
Right.
Did I do an avera? Putting aside chatzis shiur. The answer is no. I ate beria. That didn't change anything. Right. Think of what he's saying. Didn't change anything. Why? But I still see the kezias. What about a bug? No, if I eat a whole bug, I'm chayiv, even though it's less than a kezias. Why?
Because it's a whole bug.
Because it's a beria.
Yeah.
So you see the difference? It's a very, very interesting, very, very smart. What? It's a default. Also, he's mixing up having the animal fall into a mixture of other animals and then eating it.
Correct.
We're not talking about eating it. We're talking about shechting it as a carbon. You can't shecht it as a carbon. It got mixed up. Yeah, but why isn't it batel barov? Barrier? No, it's not a barrier, because if you eat it, you have to eat more kezias. It's not a barrier. Barrier doesn't come into play. You hear what he's saying? It's very interesting what he's saying. Right? Then he goes on. Of tahar cotton shalim. In of tahar cotton, that's shalim. A small little kosher bird. Im ein bo kezias basar, ein lokan lav mishum nevela. Same thing with a bird. Let's say you have a kosher bird that dropped dead. It's so yummy. I'll eat it now. And you eat less than a kezias. Are you chayev? Putting aside chatzis shiur. No, you're not chayev. Why? Because you needed a kezias. It's a barrier. It doesn't come into play. It only comes into play by bugs. Or by grapes. What? You see what he's saying?
But
it's less than a shiur. That's why.
But a bug is less than a kezias also. And if you eat a bug, you're chayev. When it comes to the nevela.
But if something that's larger than the shiur.
Yeah.
Right? Then. Can't say berry because you're not eating the whole thing. If you eat the whole thing, then you're eating more than
exactly. Even though a dog is a barrier and a bird is a barrier,
but you're not eating the whole thing.
Exactly, it's exactly his point. It's exactly his point. You know what he's saying? It's exactly his point.
So if a hummingbird is kosher,
right?
And you eat the whole hummingbird
as an avela, and it's left to the kezias, you may be chayef. Correct. Correct. You will be chayef. You will be chayef. It's a barrier. But that's an unusual thing. It's an unusual case. Only right. So that's exactly what you're saying. That's a bug. That's a bug. Exactly.
How is the that's the issue of eating it when you chayv and have a mixing with the whole tarobas? Is that how's he addressing that?
Huh?
How is he addressing the?
So he's morphing it. He's saying since you can't eat a kezias, since you can't eat a berry of a dog,
yeah.
Not a dog. Let's say a berry of a cow. Doesn't make sense. So therefore, if the whole animal is alive, it's also not a berry. It's also not a berry. It doesn't have the status of a beria. If you think about it, it makes sense, no? That's what he's saying. It doesn't have the status of a beria. He's not finished. Delo chashiv beria. Of tamei, vade chashiv beria. In of tamei's a beria, the kisha isura, kasav isura, ben godel, ben cotton. Doesn't make a difference what size the bird is. A small bird's called a bug, right? The smaller they get, they're called bugs, right? Afagaf, the less like kazayas, elakolshu, Ba'alma. Okay? V'chein, gid hanoshe chashiv leberia. A gid hanoshe is also called a beria. B'perek, gid hanoshe. T'chiyam rachmona lo tochel gid hanoshe, afilu kolshu. V'chein, ev menachai chashiv beria. Ev menachai is also a beria. Taima dvar mishub, d'havi ki'ilu, perish, ben gadol, ben katan, k'demuchach, perikimel, d'shavuos. Right?
Why would ev menachai be a beria?
What?
Why would ev menachai be a beria?
Because it's a complete limb.
Because it's a complete, yeah. Not a complete berry, though.
That's what a berry doesn't. Berry doesn't mean an right. Exactly, it means an item. We're gonna get to berry. We're gonna get to it. It doesn't mean an item. It doesn't mean a complete animal. It means an item, a distinguished, identifiable item. They says that the Gemara says over there in Shavuos, Heichen Matzinu Ba'ochel Kol Shu Chayev. How could you be Chayev eating a Kol Shu? Uparich, and we split V'Hamafarish. You have to specify. So the Gemara says over there, Umashani Mafarish Na Miki Berry Dummy. When a guy makes a neder, I'm not going to eat one morsel of a cow. So that becomes usher, imashu. His point was, that's really a little bit side topic. For the Amar, preparing Elohein Alokin, to come up Shimon, Avchita Kibriasa, that even one kernel of wheat is a beria. For Abanan, beria, Brias Neshama, Chashiva. And the Rabbanan said, no, no, no. One kernel of wheat, it might be a berry in terms of scientifically, maybe, yeah, but Lamaya said not. It's not alive. Right? Chito lo chashiva. I don't count wheat. Why? The mashma, the avar tali ben neshama, has to be alive. The ikka giranasha. What about a giranasha? The giranasha is not alive. Why is that a barrier? So the Gemara says, Rabbanan divar the Shimon kabalei. The Rabbanan was saying, in the world of Rav Shimon, lididan batel tevel la barrier. We hold no wheat is a barrier. Why? Not alive. We hold there's no such thing as a barrier by a grape. We don't hold like that. Galo dami le mefarish. That's not the same case where a guy makes a neder and he specifies something which is funny. Elodidach the medames chita le namala. You compared a piece of wheat, a kernel of wheat, to a worm, to a bug. You hold from this barrier. So lo dami le namala. It's not comparable. Why? Because ants are alive and this is not alive. B'yach neshama v'chashiv afagaf terbanan gochay lo chashiv. Right. Okay. Fine. So at the end of the day, Tosi had a question. What was his question? Why don't you say barrier? The reason why the animal's not bottle is because it's a barrier. And his answer is, that's not a barrier. A barrier means where there's no shear. If there's no shear, then you have a barrier like a bug. You're dispensing with the shear. We don't need the shear. What do we have? A barrier. I don't need the shear. Shear is the only way I don't have a barrier, right? If I have a barrier, I don't need a shear. When it comes to an animal, where you can eat the whole cow, that's more than a shear. So it doesn't, that's not a barrier. Right? So therefore, the barrier doesn't come into play over here. It's a very interesting answer. Why?
A tiny little insect is a berry, but a big cow is not a berry, because it's big. Big cow is a berry, you're saying, but it just needs
it's a barrier. Shear. Scientifically, of course, shear, it's a barrier. Right? Halachically, it doesn't have the status of a barrier. Why? Because what?
But he makes shear.
Because it's going to make the shear. Exactly. You're going to eat a kazayas before you eat the whole thing.
The oaf,
so it depends what kind of how big the oaf is.
He said, no, it is oaf size.
Right. The question is, are you going to eat them? We assume that most birds, there's a kazayis of meat on the bird before you get to the full bird.
Right.
Kosher bird.
So why does he say it's a barrier? Yeah.
If you eat it, the whole thing, and it's less than the shear, then it turns into a barrier. Exactly. Like a fly. A fly is less than a kazayis. So it's a barrier, right? It's very interesting. Even though the issue in our Mishnah has nothing to do with eating.
We went through this whole thing with the rabbi's shear on bugs and vegetables.
Right, right. If it's smaller than the shear, that's what he means. If it's smaller than a shear. So it makes sense. We see what he's saying? It's not a barrier. Right? What's a barrier? A barrier is, I don't need the shear. If you need the shear, if you have the shear, that's not a barrier. So therefore, an animal is not a barrier. A cow is not a barrier. I, when I'm talking about eating, I'm talking about shechting. Right? So this, so Tosfos must be saying, it doesn't have the status of a barrier. It's not a barrier.
Across the board,
it's not a barrier. What is it? So then why is it Taka Batel Barov? Now to go on what Dumar says. So, V'chitem Chashivi V'lo Batli. You want to tell me it's Chashiv, and that's why it's not Batel. That's not barrier, that's a different thing. It's something Chashiv, and therefore it's not Batel. Ha'nichel Manda Amar. That's good. Now, that's good according to Manda Amar, who says, Kol Shadarko Limanes Shaninu. Anything that's sold by number is chashiv, and therefore it's not batel. Rashi says, sheyesh, it's the second skinny line, sheyesh b'nei adam, there are people, hamakbidin b'minyanam. They walk into a store and they want to buy a specific number of items. For example, animals. We're not talking about poppy seeds. I want poppy seeds. How many poppy seeds do you want? I want 3. A guy with jelly beans. How many jelly beans do you want? I want 6 jelly beans. Nobody does that. They don't care how many are in the bag. They want a bag of jelly beans. Nobody cares how many jelly beans are in the bag. Oh, it's one too many. Nobody does that. It's not normal. But when a guy wants, I want an animal. How many animals do you want? I don't know. Make me a whole herd. Nobody does. Nobody says that. They want a specific number of animals. A specific number. Pianos. How many pianos do you want today? I don't know. Give me a bunch of pianos. Nobody talks like that when it comes to pianos. Nobody does that. Right? But when it comes to animals, Rashi's going to say, the Gemara's going to say, somebody will say, you know what, give me the herd. How many? I don't care. I want the whole herd. Could that ever happen? Yes. Yes, it could happen. Would that ever happen by pianos? No. Never happened by pianos. Impossible. By animals, it could happen. So says Rashi, B'nei Adam, Ishmi Adam, Shemak, Pidin, B'minyanam. They makbid on the number. They want a specific number, right? Umorkin, B'minyanam, Shaninu, the lo batli. So therefore, that item is not batl. Why? It's chashuv. I want a specific number. Jelly beans, never going to be like that. Nobody buys jelly beans by the number. Nobody does that. When it comes to something else, maybe yeah. Pianos? Never. But what about everything else? Between jelly beans and pianos, they have a lot of things in the world. Animals is the classic example. So Rashi's going to say, Delo butli, besamach, bahach, mishnah, de chavili tilson shapir. We're going to have chavili tilson, bundles of tilson, whatever tilson is, fenugreek, right? Deha behemos, nami. Behemos also. Harbin b'nei adam, many people, mak pidin aleyan, umochunosam b'minyan. They only buy them by, I don't, how many animals, let me how many animals, I want one animal. Afal pi, sheesh b'nei adam, sheen mak pidin, kol kach. Umosif and yithero, umochun hadri yachad. Give me another animal, I don't care. Give me the whole herd. I don't mind, give me the whole herd. Right? So, even things that are sometimes sold individually, like animals, are not batel. Why? Because sometimes they're sold as a number. And sometimes sold individually, sometimes not. So there's a machlokes, how you read a certain Mishnah, which is going to... Some said it means even things like animals, which are sometimes sold by number, sometimes not batel. So that's why it makes sense why these animals are not going to be batel, because they're chashav. Why? Because they're sometimes sold by number and sometimes not. That's why our Mishnah makes perfect sense. However, if you hold the other way is only like pianos. If you hold the other way, only things that are never, ever, ever sold as a more than one. How many pianos do you want? I don't know, give me a bunch of them. Nobody ever says that. Nobody ever says that. So therefore, pianos is an example. Piano can never be bottled. Only pianos can never. What about animals? Some people say, give me the whole herd. So then it's not bottled. Or no jelly beans. No one ever says, give me one jelly bean. Nobody ever does that. Jelly beans are going to be bottled. So animals could be bottled. Only thing they can't be bottled is pianos.
So is this how it's called? When it's purchased, or what's the price of it?
How it's purchased. A guy walks in, you walk into a store, give me a bag of jelly beans. Right? Since somebody will say that, so jelly beans are never going to be bottled. Give me, I'll take that herd of animals.
One second. Do you go inside there and you want five zucchinis?
Right.
You buy the five zucchinis by number.
Oh, you pay
by weight.
Right, you pay by weight. We're not talking about paying, we're talking about how you buy it. Nobody will ever walk into a store and say, give me a bunch of pianos. Nobody does that. No, I'll pay for your piano, but I want a bunch. How many is a bunch? You decide. Nobody does that.
But they would say a bag of jelly beans.
Correct. Therefore, jelly beans are sold by the bag. Right. Therefore, they're going to be bottled.
Right, exactly.
Animals is in that middle category.
Right.
Animals, some people will say, give me the whole herd. How many are in there? I don't care. Whatever's in there, I'll pay for 20, I'll pay 20. 19, I'll pay for 19. So when it comes to animals, it could be both. So if you hold, animals could be sold by the number and sold not by the number. They're not going to be batel. They're chashav enough. Piano, if you hold only things like pianos, or things like that, airplanes. How many airplanes do you want to buy today? Yeah. Right? Please. I don't know. Give me a whole bunch. Nobody talks like that. So when it comes to things like that...
The vegetables work the same way.
What? What do you mean?
You go inside, you can order. You can get...
So now we're going to get to vegetables. So that's where the whole Mishnah grows out of vegetables. Grows, a pun. The whole Mishnah is about vegetables. We're applying it to animals and pianos. But it's about vegetables, right? So the question is, if you hold that only things like pianos are chashiv, then why is the animal not batel? It's not chashiv. Why? Because somebody will buy the animals by the herd. So it's not chashiv. So why isn't it batel? That's the Gemara's question. Till they get to the answer, then we're going to go through this whole Mishnah about these things that are batel and not batel. Right? Michael and Amar. Ditnan. There's a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? It's in Arla. Yeah, it's in Arla. Misha hayu lo chavile tilson. If somebody has bundles of tilson, Rashi says, blaz fenugreek, right? Someone has that. Shal klaya karim. And it happened to be klayim, right? So what do you do with klayim? Yidloku. You have to burn it. Nothing you can do with it. Now they eat it. Tell somebody, no. Yidloku, you have to burn it. It's avru b'acherim. What if they got mixed into other vegetables, v'acherim b'acherim. Now, this is in parentheses. Do you read this or not? It's a big machlokas. Because, let's say, you have bundle A of tilson, and it falls into a bundle. It falls in. How many bundles do I have now? Two. It's suffik, right?
Right.
Suffik deraisa, not bottle. Suffik deraisa, l'chumra. Then it says, acherim b'acherim. They fall into another They fall into another bundle. So did that change anything? No. That doesn't change it. The big machlokas, that turns into a svek sveka. Yeah. I have two bundles here. Kosher, non-kosher. Safek daraisa, l'chumra. A third bundle falls in. Does that change anything? What? Would that make it a sex faker?
It sounds like
it. It could change row. But it needs 1 in 200 or something. So you don't have that. The question is, they have a sex faker. Double suffix. What's a double suffix?
So did it fall in?
It fell in.
And is it with one or two or three? Which one is
what?
It? Which one is it as a first suffix?
I don't know why it's a suffix in the first place.
What do you mean? A kosher one falls into the pot with a kosher bundle. I have two bundles in the pot. I don't know which one's kosher. I can't eat it.
It's one suffix.
Then it says acherim ba'acherim.
Then it goes one.
Fell in again. What happened now? What's the next case? Right? Every Gemara, it's in parentheses.
So you say, Chayim Rachayim is
two. Then what happens? So now I have two bundles.
2 to 4?
I have two bundles in this pot. A kosher one and a non-kosher one. I don't know which one's which.
Right.
Now a third bundle falls in. A third bundle, Chayim Rachayim. Okay. Or those two bundles fall into a pot with another bundle. I have three bundles now. Right. Can I eat them?
No.
Still not.
It's still a suffix.
Is that a sex faker? No.
Not yet.
Not a sex faker. Nothing changed.
Right?
Now, what about this? I have a pot. A non-kosher bundle falls into the pot. There's a kosher bundle sitting in the pot. I have two bundles now. Right? Can I eat them? No. It's a suffix.
Right.
Then what happened? Then what happened if one of those two bundles, I take one out, I don't know which one I'm taking out, and I put it into another pot. Acherim, ba'acherim.
Right.
Now, is the second pot a svek sveka? Now we can hack. Second pot a svek sveka?
Yeah, because
it's a double suffix.
Because it's a double suffix. Maybe the one I picked up is kosher, and even if it's not kosher, maybe the other one is kosher.
Exactly.
Does that make a svek sveka?
No.
Yes.
So, if you hold, that's says a big lumdish shayla.
Throw the third bundle on the side, it's the same thing.
So if that's a svek sveka, acherim ba'acherim should not be read. Because it doesn't change anything. It does change it, and therefore it's not our case.
Right.
But if you hold it, that's not a sex faker.
It's the same
suffix. Then lead acherim b'acherim in there doesn't change a thing. That's why it's in parentheses or not. The whole lumdish thing. What does a sex faker even mean? Anyway, kul yad loku. They all have to get burnt. Why do they all have to get burnt? Just one suffix. Dibbe reb meir. Chachamim omrim, yalu, it becomes batel be'echad umasayim. In 1 in 200.
Sure.
Would 1 in 200 come from?
Yeah.
Well, machmir by these certain kinds of things. By klaim, yeah. Shayur meir omer, kol shadarko limanos mekadesh. Anything, right, what's kol shadarko? Kol shadarko means? Sometimes you'll buy them by individually.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll buy them not individually, by the count. So kol shadarko limanos mekadesh. Therefore, he holds that it has to get burnt. No, ena makadesh el shisha dvarim bilvad. There are only six things that can never become batal. Rabbi Kiva Omer Shiva. There are seven things. What are they? Ve'elohim. What are they? Egoze perech. Some kind of grapes or something. The rimone badan. Some kind of pomegranates. The chavios stumos. Some closed barrels. They're never going to become batal. Out of a barrel. Out of something not kosher in there. It got mixed up in the whole some warehouse with 1,000 other barrels. No, that's not batal. Chilfei tardin, some stalks of beets, fekilche kruv, stalks of cabbage, udalas yivanis, and gourd from Egypt, from Greece. Rabbi Akiva Mosif afki karos shalbal bais, even bread. Now, haroi la'arla orla, whatever in this list of our fruit have the status of orla. So orla, And haroi l'klaya kerem, ki klaya kerem. Whatever's not orlo, not fruit, it's called klaya kerem because it's asr. Okay? V'itmar Allah, and about this...
Where did they come up with this?
This is what they held. Now, v'itmar Allah, we learned about this issue. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, es shadarko limonos shaninu. The Mishnah is supposed to be read es shadarko limanos, meaning only things that are always sold but counted, like pianos.
Right.
They're always sold like that. Vershlakish amar, kol shadarko limanos shininu. No, even things that are sometimes sold like that. Like what? Like animals. Sometimes they're sold individually, and sometimes the guy will say, give me the whole herd. How many are in there? I don't care. Count it. Whatever it is, I'll pay. Right? That happens. By pianos, that'll never happen. And by jelly beans, it never happens any other way. Right? But animals, it could be both.
Well, you could say that. I'm buying a warehouse of pianos also.
I know, but it's unlikely. It's unlikely. Unlikely.
Huh?
How many people do that?
Exactly. How many people do that? It's very unlikely.
How many people buy a herd?
So what is Rachel Lafish?
What?
Really?
So Rish Lakish says that it's kol shadarkos, that even things that are sometimes sold by the number and sometimes sold by the group can become batel.
In what?
If it's a mixture. I'm sorry, cannot become batel. Right? So therefore, hanikli Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, our Mishnah makes sense. What our Mishnah say? Animals that got mixed up with other animals, it's not batel. Why not? Because animals sometimes are sold by the herd, and therefore they're chashav and they're not batel. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, animal, only things that are always sold like that are not batel, like pianos or airplanes, right? But something that's sold, sometimes sold in a herd, is not batel. So ma'ikel lememar. What are you going to say? Why is our Mishnah so machmir? Why does our Mishnah say that all 10,000 animals have to die? Why? Why is it a batel? Right? Amr of Papa. So to answer that question, by the way, there's a whole Tosfos discusses, aren't Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish arguing about a machlokas in Metzias?
Exactly. I was just saying it out.
Are they arguing in Metzias? How do people buy animals? So go ask people.
Yes.
Go ask.
Either that is when somebody wants to buy a herd, the guy who's selling the herd is going to count them. Whether the guy stand there or not, he's going to charge by the piece.
We said that the price, of course, you're paying by the piece. When you buy jelly beans, you're paying by the how many jelly beans are in the bag. But you don't care if it's one more or less.
Yes,
you don't care.
Same
thing with animals. You'll pay whatever it is. If it's a pound, I'll pay for the pound of jelly beans. If it's a pound and a half, I'll pay a pound and a half. I don't care. I don't care. That's the point. I don't care. When it comes to animals, I don't care how many are there. If it's 19, I'll pay for 19. If it's 20, I'll pay for 20. I don't care. And when it comes to pianos, what am I doing with three pianos? I don't need three pianos. I only have one piano. That's the point. The point is the guy doesn't care. Now, we're not talking about cheating. He'll pay whatever it is. Whatever the weight of the animals are, whatever it is, I'll pay.
Well,
the question is not makbid. You have a question of Matthias? What do people do? Go ask them. Not a halachic issue. What are you arguing? What are they arguing about?
They're
arguing about how people buy animals. What kind of machlokes is that?
Exclusively do it by herd, or they do it sometimes by number. I
don't know. So that's a funny machlokas. There's a whole long Tosfos Yishanim in Yevamos to ask this question. The whole a complicated story, right? Okay. So back to our question: if you hold that only things that are always sold by piece are only those things are chashuv, so why are animals not batel? So the answer is that our mission is going to hold like a third shita. Right? Amr of Papa, Hai Tana, our Mishnah is Tana Delitra Kitzios, who is the author of the Mishnah of the leader of Kitzios, which is a whole complicated thing we're going to do tomorrow. And if who called Dover Sheish Bo Minyan, if it's sold by Minyan, Afilu B'Derabon and Lo Batil, then it's not Batil, V'chol Shkein Doraisa. And for sure it's not Batil on a Doraisa level. So we have three levels. We have things like pianos, which are always sold individually.
Right.
Then we have things like animals, which are sometimes sold individually and sometimes not. The third sheet is going to be that Davar Sheyesh Bo Minyan, that are what?
Sometimes sold by the piece,
even though most time it's not.
Right.
And so different animals are in that category. And that answers our question. Therefore, it's not batel. Why? Sometimes it's chashuv. The third shita. What exactly is that case? It's a very complicated case tomorrow. And we'll do it tomorrow. And we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.